and you want to lean in because we always get an update around this time of the month from Historic Rock Hill. Jennifer Sandler is the executive director. And good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thanks
you
for
look
having me.
All summery.
Well,
with your plaid shirt on, you look like you're going to a picnic.
I just got back from California, so maybe that's what it is.
That's it. That's it. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's get an update about some exciting things that are going on this month at Historic Rock Hill, as well as throughout the summer.
Yeah, so we're entering our slow time for the venue, but that means we're picking up our programming. So we have our summer speaker series starting at the end of this month. So actually on Thursday, June 26th. And this one I'm excited about because it's actually going to be at the Pettus Archives. And Dr. Margaret Gillikin and Dr. Jennifer McKnight, or Dixon McKnight, excuse me, are going to be talking about gaps in history. So who tells what historical stories? So it's kind of a meta approach to understanding history, which I think is kind of a part of the conversation that we don't have very often. So, you know, why do some people get studied and other people don't? Why are, you know, some groups of people studied and other groups are left behind? So kind of a, you know, like I said, kind of a meta approach to understanding history. So I'm really excited about that one. And then we have in July at the White Home, we're going to have Lindsay Walker bring his incredible collection of over 10,000 artifacts to the White Home. And he's going to talk about the contributions of the Native Americans to the fields of science and medicine. So kind of talking about a geological history. And then have you seen his display before?
Yes.
It's unreal.
He's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So arrowheads and axe heads. And I mean, it's unbelievable. So that's going to be really fun. That will be at the White Home. And then in August, we have Mac Bailey talking about his experiences working at the Sel River Celanese plant. So that's going to be over at the Velodrome. So there at Legacy Plaza. So I'm really excited about that one. We've talked a lot about the Bleachery in the past, but I haven't heard too much about Celanese, even though so many people in the area worked there and have experiences there. So it's not there anymore. So it's really good to have a conversation about, you know, what was it like and, you know, what were the experiences there?
Yeah, my granddad worked at the Celanese plant.
Really?
And so I'm always interested just because I remember hearing his stories. But Mac is so knowledgeable about
that.
And, of course, you know, that's the home now of where the Riverwalk is located.
Yep.
And right where the Riverwalk YMCA is located, Mac worked really hard on getting the silhouettes of some of the big figures of the Celanese plant. And every time I see them when I go to the gym there, I just think of Matt coming on the show, talking and sharing details about that. That's just one part of that big story. So to your point, if you're from this area, but you don't know so much, you don't know a lot about Celanese, the Bleachery, we're pretty much caught up for the most part. But Celanese is an interesting part of our past as well here in Rock Hill. But that's a fascinating conversation. And Jennifer, with the speaker series, is this open up to anyone in the community or is this just for members only?
Nope, that's for everybody. There are tickets to purchase for that. You can buy individual tickets to each event or a kind of a discounted pass. And then I also wanted to mention, our last event is in September. So I guess we're going into the fall here, but we have so many interesting people in the community to talk about. So the last one is celebrating the legacy of Rock Hill's Black churches. So we do a downtown church walking tour in September, and you know, we've definitely gotten the feedback and have wanted to delve more into the history of Rock Hill's African-American churches. So this one is going to be great because it's going to be at New Mount Olivet on September 25th. And we're still figuring out what the actual program is going to be. But I know that the metered hymn choir is going to be there singing. And there'll be a historical element, obviously, talking about the history and kind of the legacy of these churches in Rock Hill.
I know you gave a lot of dates and times and locations.
Yep.
Can all this be found on your website
it
and
sure
your social
can.
Media pages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
All right. Beyond that, so as you mentioned, it's kind of a slower time, but this is a time when you can ramp up all of your programming. Any other programming that's going on?
So those are our main summer programs. But then in September, we'll have our downtown church walking tour. In October, we obviously have our Oyster Roast. I can't believe it. I mean, it's like the year just zips by. But so we're already kind of starting to talk about Oyster Roast sponsorships and kind of getting that event. Oh, man.
That's the premier event for you all, right?
Yes,
like
it
that's
is.
Your big.
Yep.
Fundraising
bread
event.
And butter right there.
And that's open to members and non-members, and it's a good way to kind of kick the tires to learn more about what Historic Rock Hill is all about.
Absolutely.
I know we've talked about this too when you've come on here. Historic Rock Hill, it's more than just the White Home. So that's kind of like the front door for your organization. But you all encompass and have other kind of like locations or just areas, right, where you all focus on what you all do?
I mean, the White Home is our office, our home base. But we are really trying to make an effort to be out in the community more. So I think the perception quite a few years ago was that Historic Rock Hill really was just an organization focused on the legacy of the White family and telling that story, the White family at the White Home site. And we've really tried to get out into the community more, like telling all of the stories of Rock Hill. So, you know, from different angles, different perspectives, and, you know, just trying to be a kind of a home base for a lot of those different stories. So that includes publishing books and different programs and walking tours and things of that nature.
Perfect. So that's part of that programming towards the church tours and the home tours and everything else that you all are doing.
Yeah. And we just did a couple weeks ago, we did a Lansford Canal walking tour, which was wonderful.
My area.
I live
10 minutes from there going up. I love Lansford Canal.
Oh my gosh, we love it so much.
So you kind of just branch out a little bit than just Rock Hill. I mean, it's centered base here, but you kind of regionally tell the story in the three counties.
Because there's so many fascinating stories. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, once you scratch the surface a little bit, I mean, there's so many. I mean, have you been to Lansford? I mean, it is just so fascinating with the locks and the history of that area. And then we are actually going to do an old Waxhaw cemetery tour in October. That'll be a first for us as well. There are a lot of really fascinating people buried there. I think Andrew Jackson's mom is buried there.
Yes.
So that will just be a really interesting one. I haven't actually taken that one myself yet. So we haven't had that one yet. So
folks can also, Jennifer, get their Historic Rock Hill swag on. So you sell all kind of books written by local authors that tell the stories of the folks that are part of Rock Hill's DNA and beyond that. And I see on your Facebook page that you have a shirt that you can buy. It's dealing with cycling. And what's the deal with that? And do you have some shirts still left? Because these shirts look pretty cool.
Yeah, we do have shirts. So they are actually, the image on the back is a throwback to when James Brett White the second, I believe, he actually rode from Rock Hill to New York to the World's Fair and advertised Rock Hill as a good place to live. Rock Hill is a good town, and that's where we get, you know, our good town from. And so that's just a kind of a nod to that. And of course, I'm a cyclist, so I love anything bicycle related. So when Rock Hill Threads, Lyle at Rock Hill Threads reached out to us about collaborating, I was all over that. So we still have t-shirts available, and you know, if you want to reach out to me, I can get that ordered.
Perfect. So from everything from your history to your books to your clothing, you've got that going on. And I also see one more thing as we wrap it up, nominating a local hero for the Freedom Walkway. And I know that date is coming up. I think it's the 27th is kind of like the cutoff, right?
I believe so.
Yes. The nominations will be submitted by Friday, June the 27th to be considered for this year.
Yes. So if you have somebody in mind who fit the criteria of, you know, somebody from the past or the present who have really fought for social justice in our community, let us know. We can help you with that research. But we'll have that ceremony in November. Alan Miller is obviously a part of that. I'm actually the chair of the Freedom Walkway Committee this year. So we're just really excited to, you know, bring another group of nominees to the fore and talk about them.
Yeah, serving as an inspiration for the Freedom Walkway is Friendship 9. So this is a chance, if you're not familiar with a lot of these stories, get familiar with them. There's that nice exhibit that's still right outside of Counter that a lot of folks spent some time on that kind of will tell the story of the Friendship 9. So you can learn that. You can learn their story from that. Go to the website to see who's been nominated and honored in the past. And then we look forward to every year here on Palmetto Mornings, we get to announce who the nominees are. And then the committee works still with the students at the Applied Technology Center, ATC, at Rock Hill. And they tell the stories of these individuals. If they're still living and they're able to communicate, they interview them. If not, they'll seek out loved ones, family members, friends that will tell their stories. And then we put those stories together and re-air them on CN2. It's a fascinating part of our history.
And those kids do such a great job.
They do a fantastic job.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. Andy Majors does a great job with them.
He does. He's great. So a lot of going on this summer for it to be kind of slow. It's a busy time for you all, for sure.
You always think it's going to, like, okay, you know, things are going to slow down. Right, exactly. I'll catch my breath. And then it just doesn't actually work that way. So, but it's all good.
Great. All right. Well, swing by and say hi to Jennifer. Pick up a book or two and those shirts. And then you can advertise Rock Hill wherever you go on your travels this summer.